Unit 1, Lesson 1.
Today, I'm interviewing Dr. Alan Wong about the importance of birth order. Dr. Wong, you believe birth order is a key factor in our lives, don't you?
Yes. I think birth order has a powerful influence on the kind of person you will be, the kind of people you spend time with, and the type of occupation you would consider taking up.
Okay, I'm the firstborn in my family. What are the typical characteristics of firstborn children?
Okay. Firstborn people are typically perfectionist, reliable, and conscientious. They are usually serious, critical, loyal, conservative, and independent. And they dislike confrontation. They will always try to avoid arguing. Instead, preferring to work out problems through discussion. Leadership is a common quality. 52% of American presidents were firstborns. It's very similar for only children.
But why are firstborns like this?
Well, the first baby is a big thing for parents, and they overdo things. As adults are the only role models, firstborns and only children often become little adults as children.
What about middle children?
Secondborn children use the firstborn as a role model. They may try and compete with the older brother or sister, or want explanations of their parents' decisions and expectations. But the reference is always the firstborn. Parents are more experienced and knowledgeable with their secondborn, so these children may often feel not special or not respected.
And finally, youngest children.
Yes, youngest children tend to be affectionate, uncomplicated, and a bit absent-minded. But that doesn't mean that people stop seeing them as outgoing or charming. The baby of the family is also the one who wants attention, who makes people laugh. They are also more sociable and agreeable, more open to innovation. They're also more rebellious, perhaps even more so than the middle child. Leon Trotsky and Thomas Jefferson were both last borns.
Fascinating. But surely there are other factors involved in addition to this.
Yes, there are. A child's order of birth is only an influence. Each child is unique and may or may not show the characteristics we've described.